Micah, sa book of Micah, chapter number 2. Nasa chapter 2 na tayo. At sa pag-aaral natin ng book of Micah, we know that there are three major divisions sa book of Micah. So, pag sinabi Micah, anong ibig sabihin ng name Micah? What does the name Micah mean? Who is like the Lord? Who is like unto God? Who is like unto Jehovah? Yung Micah is who is like unto the Lord. So meron tayong seven chapters. At tatlo ang bahagi ng book of Micah. That's an abomination. Lord. So there are three divisions from chapter 1 at saka chapter 2. Ito yung the Lord's see here, the Lord's retribution. Yung galit ng Diyos. From chapter 3 and 4, or I'm sorry, 3 and 5, the Lord's reign, yung pamumuno ng Diyos, and from 6 to 7, the Lord's restoration. Kung paano isasauli ng Diyos ang bayan ng Israel, ang buong mundo, and so on and so forth. So, the book of Micah is easily divided into three sections. Sa chapter 1, verse 2, may command ang Panginoon dito, here. From chapter 3, verse 1, here, makinig. And from 6, 1 and 2, here. So, bawat section, binubuksan niya sa pamamagitan ng command to hear the word of the Lord. Okay? At ngayon, nasa chapter 2 tayo. So, hulaan niyo kung anong pag-aaralan natin next Sunday. Chapter 3. Okay. All right, so let's look at chapter 2, Micah chapter number 2. And we begin with verse number 1. Let's just read together verse number 1, then we'll pray and as we begin. So Micah chapter 2, verse number 1 together. Woe to them that devise iniquity and work evil upon their beds. When the morning is light, they practice it, because it is in the power of their hand. Let us pray and ask the Lord to bless them. Father in heaven, we thank you for the privilege, the honor, the joy of gathering together and assembling and under your name, under the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so, Lord, we come before you in the name of the Lord, asking you for forgiveness of our sins and cleansing, Lord, for our sins. I pray, Lord, the Holy Spirit of God would speak to our hearts. I pray that he would fill me with the power of the Holy Spirit of God to speak your words with conviction and strength and power that comes from you. Help us to receive the words and help us, Lord, to act on it, implement these truths in our lives. I pray your hand of blessing upon everyone who will obey you according to the word of God. And I pray that you would save many and ask that you'd bless us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. All right, so Book of Micah chapter 2. Dito makikita natin yung sa chapter 1, just as a review, sa chapter 1 nakita natin yung kasalanan let me see here. We saw the sins of Israel and Judah, yung kasalanan ng lipunan ng Judah at saka Israel. Now, anong kaharian yung Northern Kingdom? Israel. Anong kaharian yung Southern Kingdom?
Israel.
Judah. Yung Southern Kingdom, Judah. Sa Northern Kingdom, ilan ang tribo?
Ten
tribes. Sumama sila sa rebellion ni Jeroboam the First. Okay? At tapos, yung nanatili na dalawang tribo sa Timog, they were loyal to Rehoboam na anak ni Solomon. At the Southern Kingdom maintained one dynasty, the dynasty of David. So bagamat 20 sila na mga kaharian ng Southern Kingdom, they were one generation, the tribe of David, family of David. Whereas yung Northern Kingdom, more than siguro mga seven different papalit-palit dynasties. At ang pinakamalubha doon yung Omri dynasty na kung saan si King Ahab ay namuno ika-apat kay Omri at siya ang nag-introduce ng Baal worship sa Northern Kingdom. At yung Northern Kingdom na-infect yung Southern Kingdom. At sila rin ay naging idolatrous. So that's what we saw from chapter 1. Now we're in chapter 2. Titingnan naman natin yung mga kasalanan ng lipunan. Tingnan mo ang verse number 1. Woe to them that devise iniquity. Yan ang isa sa mga kasalanan ng lipunan. Kaya nila na mag-devise ng iniquity. That means they premeditated, they thought about their evil, they planned it, and then they executed their evil. Do we see that happening today? I don't know if you heard of the Nashville shooter sa USA. Isang Christian school, pinasukan ng isang former student nila at namaril yung kabataan. At nakapatay siya ng apat na alam na kilala ng eskwela. Dalawang adults, dalawang bata. Pero yung shooter na yon, hindi lang siya gumising yung araw na yon at ginawa niya yon. Planano niya yon. You see? That was premeditated and planned. That lady who is a transgender na gustong maging lalaki, that's an abomination against the Lord. But anyway, she devised iniquity according to Micah chapter 2. And work evil upon her bed. And when the morning is light, they practice it because it is in the power of their hand. So you see Micah's word, the word of the Lord, is relevant today. Applicable ito today. Even though hindi ito ang intention ni Micah na kausapin tayo. Lalo na sa Pilipinas. Ewan ko kung sa prophecies na nakita ni Micah, nakita kaya niya yung Pilipinas? Or yung Amerika? I don't think so. But the Holy Spirit of God put this in the Old Testament for our learning. And so we see sa lipunan ng ni Micah, nagpaplano na gumawa ng iniquity ang mga tao. And so it is with us today. Kaya we need to pay attention to the book of Micah. Kasi relevant yan sa kapanahonan natin ngayon. So, they devise iniquity. That's sin number one. Number two, they work evil. That's sin number two. Then they practice it. Number three. So, verse 1 pa lang tayo, tatlo na ang kasalanan ng lipunan. Verse number 2, look at verse number 2. They covet fields and take them by violence. There's two more sins. Covetousness and taking something by violence. Ano ito? This is land grabbing. This is land grabbing. And houses. And take them away so that they oppress a man. That's another sin. Oppressing a man. Pabigat sa tao. So itong taong ito, a man in his house, even a man in his heritage, Itong tao na ito, siya ang nagmamayari sa bahay niya, sa lupa niya, pero dahil gusto ng iba na kunin yung lupa niya, kunin yung tahanan niya, kunin yung properties niya, at dahil siya ay dukha at poor, wala siyang representation, wala siyang pera, wala siyang kakayahan, alis ka na lang dito, kukunin namin yung property mo. Nangyayari ba yan dito? So you see? That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 sins in, and we're just in verse number 2. Kaya pala, God is angry. Now, if He is angry at Israel for doing this, do you think He's angry at the Philippines for doing similar? Yes. Kaya pag hindi niya hahatulan ng Pilipinas, magpasorry talaga siya kay Israel. So you see. Verse number 3. Therefore, thus saith the Lord. Ito ang sasabihin ni Micah sa Israel. Thus saith the Lord. Never mind Micah's opinion. Never mind kung ano yung feelings ni Micah. That is irrelevant. Ang importante, thus saith the Lord. Matutunan sana natin sa pag-counsel natin sa mga kaibigan natin, sa mga kamag-anak natin, sa pagbigay ng salita ng Diyos sa mga situations natin. Why? Kasi hindi mahalaga ang experiences natin, ang philosophy natin, ang background natin, hindi mahalaga yung naranasan natin, ang mahalaga, thus saith the Lord, you see? And this is biblical. What God has to say is so much more important than what Micah has to say. And I pray, I really pray you get a hold of this truth, that when you counsel others and when you speak to others about their problems, you give them, thus saith the Lord. You give them what God has to say. We need this. The country needs this. Homes need this. Churches need this. Society needs this. People need to hear, what does the Lord have to say about it? You see. Behold, against this family do I devise an evil. Sino nagsasalita dito? This is Jehovah God. Wait a minute. So is God devising an evil? Yes, He is. You see? Kung ano yung ugali mo, yan din ang isasauli sa iyo ng Diyos. Look at verse number 1. Woe to them that devise iniquity. So if you devise iniquity, look at verse number 3. I devise an evil. O see? Ilang beses na natin nakita yung principle na ito. Na if you scoff at God, God will scorn you. If you honor the Lord, He will honor you. You see, if you mock Him, He will mock you. This is if you devise iniquity, He will devise an evil. From which, tingnan mo ito, pag ang Diyos ang kumilos, from which ye shall not remove your necks, neither shall ye do haughtily, for this time is evil. So pag ang Diyos ang humatol at humusga, magbigay ng retribution, ng hatol, walang makakakalas sa judgment ng Panginoon. He that hardeneth, that often, what is that? He that hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed. Proverbs, let's look at that. Proverbs chapter 29. Proverbs chapter 29, talking about the neck in verse number 3. There, Proverbs 29:1. He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. So kung ikaw nagmamatigas ka, pinatitigas mo yung ulo mo, kinokorek ka ng Diyos, hindi ka nakikinig sa correction ng Panginoon, talagang babaliin ng Diyos yung iyong, ano yung neck?
Leeg.
Yeah, yung leeg. Babaliin ng Diyos yung leeg na yan, at sabi niya dito, walang lunas. This is thus saith the Lord. So we need to really be careful. that to receive the correction from the Lord and to receive reproof from God. Verse number 4, in that day, tingnan mo lang kung gaano kadali ang hatol ng Diyos. It only takes one day. Maybe today, you're okay. Maybe today, sasabihin mo, wala naman nangyari sa akin, hindi naman ako hinatol ng Diyos. Itong mga ginagawa ko, I devise iniquity, I work evil, I covet, I use violence, I oppress man, I do all these bad things and nothing's happening. You know what? There's gonna come a day. It's just one day, everything's gonna change. In that day shall one take up a parable against you and lament with a doleful lamentation and say, we be utterly spoiled, and he changed the portion of my people. How hath he removed it from me? Turning away, he hath divided our fields. So, sa mga Hudyo, inaasahan nila yung lupa na binigay sa kanila ni Joshua. Naalala ninyo nung pumasok sila sa Canaan, galing sila sa pang-aalipin ng Egypt, 40 years silang pag-alagala sa kagubatan, at nung kapanahonan ng Deuteronomy, papasok na yung second generation, si Captain Joshua ang magbibigay sa kanila ng charge na sakupin ang Canaan. Nung sinakop nila ang Canaan, binigyan sila ng parte ng lot, allotment ng lupa. Okay, kayo mga Manasa, dito kayo Ephraim, dito kayo mga tribu ng Dan. Dahil malaki kayo, doon kayo sa pinakamataas doon sa Dan. Kayo mga Benjamin, maliit naman kayo, dito kayo. Kayo mga Judah, dito kayo. And so on and so forth. So, sabi naman dito ni Micah, darating ang isang araw, yung lupa ninyo na pinang-aagawan ninyo, na kinuha ninyo na wala kayong karapatan kumuha, na gumamit kayo ng karahasan, makukuha rin yan sa inyo. At magiging parang parable, parang lumang balita na lang kayo. Parang walang saysay yung lupa ninyo. You see? Kinuha ninyo yung lupa, ginamit nyo yung violence, kaya yung lupa ninyo ay ibibigay sa dayuhan at gagamit sila ng karahasan para kunin yung lupa ninyo. Kung ano ang iyong tinanim, ayan ang iyong aanin. So, sino yung bansa na dumating para sakupin yung Israel? Assyria. Okay, very good. Let's look at verse number 5. Therefore thou shalt have none that shall cast a cord by lot in the congregation of the Lord. Kaya wala kayong tagapagmana ng mga lupa ninyo dahil hinatol na kayo ng Diyos. Could you imagine this message? Hindi popular yung message na ito. Biro mo sa unang limang verses, you have 6 or 7 sins of society in just 5 verses. He's not a prosperity preacher. He is a biblical mouthpiece for God. And so we appreciate Micah for that. Now verse number 6, they persecute God's prophets. Look at verse number 6. Prophesy ye not, sabi ng taong bayan, ayaw namin na makarinig ng preaching na ganito. Huwag ka na mag-preach ng ganyan. Say to them that prophesy, they shall not prophesy to them, that they shall not take shame. Oh. So, here's another sin. You tell the preacher to stop preaching. Alam mo, masanay na kayo na pag kayo nag-church sa isang biblical church, na talagang haharap tayo sa salita ng Diyos. At kung kailangan may i-correct sa buhay natin, tanggapin na lang ninyo. At i-correct ninyo yung dapat i-correct ayon sa salita ng Diyos. Huwag kayong katulad ng mga evangelical ngayon na pupunta lang sila sa church to feel good. They come to church just to sing and to just, you know, masyadong mahirap ang buhay kaya nandito kami nagpapapresko. Okay lang yung magpapresko ka, pero pag nakarinig ka ng preaching ng salita ng Diyos, you need to examine your heart. Yung bang preaching niya, biblical? Yung bang naririnig ko, ayon sa salita ng Diyos? At kung yan ay ayon sa salita ng Diyos, bakit yung puso ko baluktot? At ano ang gagawin ko patungkol dun sa puso kong baluktot?
Itutuwid ko ba yung buhay ko ayon sa salita ng Diyos? Magpapasailalim ba ako sa salita ng Diyos para makita ko ang blessing ng Diyos sa buhay ko? Or mananatili akong matigas at papaluin ako ng Diyos at walang lunas, sabi ng Bible.
Verse number 7, O thou that art named House of Jacob, is the Spirit of the Lord straight? Nahirapan ba ang Holy Spirit ng Panginoon para kausapin ng tao? No, the answer is no. The Holy Spirit is not straightened. It's not hard for the Holy Spirit of God to deal with people. And so Micah has a pneumatology. Ito yung pneumatology ni Micah. And so, compile these things. Learn from Micah's theology and bibliology and pneumatology. So far, from chapter 2, verse 1 to 5, that is Hamar theology. Ano yung Hamar theology? Sin. Theology of sin. So, biro mo, 7 or 8 sins we've already seen in just the first 6 verses. Micah has something to teach us about sin. What does God think of societal sins? Kaya pala ang daming sakuna. Kasi galit ang Diyos. That is biblical, hindi environmental. So, sa lipunan natin ngayon, ang dami nagsasabi, kaya tayo nagkakaroon ng problema sa atmosphere, tsaka sa init, sa greenhouse effect, and climate change, environmental. Save your plastic. Oh, turn off the light for Earth Day. Earth Day, 1 hour from 8:30 ng gabi hanggang 9:30 ng gabi, patay ng ila para makita ng buong bayan na sama-sama tayo sambahan ang Mother Earth. Or maybe save Mother Earth. Kung gusto mo i-save si Mother Earth, ayusin mo yung puso mo. Dahil ang environmental problem, galing yan sa Diyos. At ang motivation nun, hindi pollution or plastic, sin. Sin. Anong klaseng sin? Eh, yung mga sins na binabanggit dito. Alright? Verse 7, and his doings, nahirapan ba ang Diyos sa mga ginagawa niya? Tingnan mo ito, do not my words do good to him that walk uprightly? Alam mo, yung word of God, magiging blessing yan sa'yo kung ikaw ay gumagawa ng tama. If you strive to walk uprightly, hey, God's word will do you good. But if you're not walking uprightly, if you're in sin and you're in disobedience, God's word is gonna rebuke you. Ganun talaga ang nature. So this is bibliology according to Micah. You need to compile all this. So that's your assignment. Ay, biro lang. I'm just joking. Let's go on. Verse number 8. There's more sins. Micah is not finished. Verse number 8. Even of late, my people has risen up as an enemy. Itong nakakalungkot. Anak ka ng Diyos, alagad ka ng Diyos, pero yung ugali mo, parang kaaway ka ng Diyos. Pwede ba yun, Brother Bill, yung Kristiyano ay maging parang kaaway ng Diyos? Absolutely. If you are a friend of the world, you are at enmity with God, even though you are born again, saved, Baptist, Christian. Kung kinakaibigan mo ang kamunduhan, kaaway ka ng Diyos. Kung hindi ka sumusunod sa mga commands ni Jesus Christ, hindi ka niya kaibigan. You are my friends if ye keep my commandments. Do you keep his commandments? Well, if you don't keep his commandments, you're like an enemy to God. You pull off the robe with a garment from them that pass by securely as men averse from war. Warring with God. Have you ever tried warring against God? You will lose every single time. To act as an enemy of God. Ganyan katindi ang kasalanan. Ang kasalanan sa buhay mo ay gagawin kang tilang kaaway ng Diyos. Verse number 9, abusado sa mga kababaihan. Abusado sa mga bata. Look at verse number 9. Here's some more sin. The women of my people have ye cast out from their pleasant houses. Tingnan mo. Women cast out from their pleasant houses.
Yan ang nakakalungkot. Ang kababaihan, dapat iniingatan siya at gawin siyang reyna ng tahanan. Hindi siya dapat itakwil at itaboy. Men, protect your homes. Treat your wife as a queen. Do not ever cast her out of her pleasant houses. Alam niyo ba na ang statistics ngayon ng mga nag-aasawa, 50% na nag-aasawa ay nauuwi sa divorce. That's in the USA. So biro mo, nagkasal sila, nag-asawa sila. Halimbawa, 20 sila nag-asawa, 20 couples. 10 couples, 10 sa kanila, after a few years, ay naghihiwalay. Do you believe that divorce honors the Lord? May divorce ba sa salita ng Diyos? Oh, you need to make sure you exegete Matthew and Mark. Kasi marami nagtuturo, okay yung divorce. At ngayon, sa Senado, pinag-uusapan yung divorce. May divorce bill. Ha? Sana magkaroon na ng divorce bill para matapos na yung kahirapan namin. Ha? No, legislating sin will not help. And, women of my people, have ye cast out from their pleasant houses. You know what women want? They want a pleasant house. That's what they want. They want security and a pleasant house. Kaya men, pagkasal ka, or you have a wife, and you do not secure for her a pleasant house, you are sinning against the Lord. That is a sin against God. From their children have ye taken away my glory forever. So sa mga kabataan, lumalaki sila sa bahay, hindi kinikilala ang kaluwalhatian ng Diyos. Does that happen today? Yung mga kabataan lumalaki sa tahanan na hindi kinikilala ang kaluwalhatian ng Diyos? Absolutely. Mas maraming kabataan ang nasa labas ngayon na hindi nag-church, na hindi nagbasa ng Bible, na hindi nagpe-pray, na hindi naglilingkod sa Diyos, na hindi ligtas. No wonder God is angry at the society. Verse number 10, arise ye and depart, for this is not your rest, because it's polluted. It shall destroy you, even with a sore destruction. This is judgment from God. Kaya yung lipunan natin, upside down. Yung mga babae ang tumatakbo sa tahanan, yung mga lalaki, under sa babae, yung mga anak, lumalaking swail. Huh? Do you believe that the plan of God is for the home to be a pleasant house? Yes, God wants a pleasant house. The man is the leader of the home. The wife is to submit to her husband, and to husband and wife to nurture their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. So, Micah has domestic theology. Kung paano yung tahanan. This is good. You can compile systematically ano ang theology ni Micah, anong Christology niya, anong pneumatology niya, anong hamar theology niya, anong soteriology niya. You can do all that. It's only 7 chapters. 7 chapters lang, hindi ka mahirapan. Lahat ng mga verses patungkol sa Word of God, lahat ng mga verses patungkol sa God, kay God, lahat ng verses patungkol sa mga anghel, eh kung wala, di wag mong lagyan. Wag mong pipilitan ang salita ng Diyos. But you should know the Word of God. You should know it. Oh, tapos na tayo, Micah? No, verse 11, marami pang kasalanan. Itong si Micah, sobra naman talaga siya. Wala bang topic na mas maganda kung love, peace, hope? Hindi. Verse 11, if a man walking in the Spirit and falsehood do lie, kasinungalingan,
I believe there is a spirit of falsehood today. I believe that. There's a spirit of falsehood in churches today. Huh? Maraming mga nag-church. Masaya ako, pero kasinungalingan yon. That is a lie. Saying, I will prophesy unto thee of wine and of strong drink. Oh, tingnan mo, ang prophecy nila, mag-inuman na lang kayo. Okay na yon, sige lang. Walang problema yung alak at yung pag-inom ng matitinding inumin. Ano yung mga wine? Okay, alam na natin yung wine. Ano yung strong drink? Yung hindi wine pero nakakalasing. Ano yon? Beer? Ano pa? Rum? Ano pa? Ano yun? Malay ko. Ano pa? What else? Yung isang kabataan nga, sabi sa akin, Brother Bill, anong ibig sabihin ng red horse? Sabi ko, yung kabayo, pula. Sabi niya, yun ang sabi ko, Brother Bill. Sabi ko, ba't ka nagtatanong ng red horse? Sabi niya, kasi pag tiningnan mo yung logo ng red horse, puti siya. Sabi ko doon sa bata na yun. Sabi ko, ikaw ah, huwag ka ma... Nakakatuwa nga naman ang point niya, no? So sabi ko sa kanya, make sure hindi ka umiinom. Make sure you do not drink. Sabi niya, hindi ako, sabi niya, tawag niya sa akin, pastor. Hindi niya alam, I'm not pastor, I'm missionary. Sabi niya, hindi pastor, hindi ako umiinom. Yung kuya ko umiinom. Sabi ko, huwag ka nang mag-report pa sa akin. But anyway, what is wine and strong drink? Di ba pwede tayong uminom ng konting wine lang? No. Kung alam mo yung biblical teaching ng wine, at natalakay na natin ang wine, but I will review it some other time. So, ang wine sa Bible, may dalawang klase. Merong good wine, at merong bad wine. So, yung good wine, ito ay grape juice. Katas ng ubas. Fresh. Hindi nakakalasing. Matamis. Nakakasiya. Refreshing, nakakatulong pa, pero hindi siya mapait, hindi siya nakakalasing. It is fresh grape juice. Kaya nga sinabi vine, ito ay fruit of the vine. Wine. Pero, pag linagyan ng libadura, o naging maasim, it becomes bad wine, yung nakakalasing. Fermented drink, wine. So, paano mo alam kung ito ay good wine or bad wine? Babasahin mo yung konteksto ng kung saan ito nakalagay. O ito, dito sa Micah chapter 2 verse 11, sinasabi ng false prophet, uminom kayo ng wine. So sa palagay nyo, ito ba yung false prophet nagpo-promote ng wine? Sa palagay nyo, anong klaseng wine ang pinopromote ng false prophet? Good wine or bad wine?
Bad.
Siguradong bad. Bakit? Kasi sinungaling na prophet ang nagpo-promote noon. Do you see the wisdom of God? Oh, nung gumawa ng wine si Jesus sa John chapter 2 sa kasal, 'di ba? Kinuha niya yung tubig, ginawa niyang wine. Sa palagay mo, anong klaseng wine yung binigay na ginawa ni Jesus Christ? Good wine or bad wine? Good wine. Bakit? Kasi si Jesus, hindi siya sinungaling. Siya ang anak ng Diyos. He is a good shepherd. Kaya pag siya gumawa ng wine, hindi ho yan nakakalasing. Ito ay grape juice. Refreshing. Good, fresh wine. So you see, hindi mo makukuha ito sa word wine lang. Kailangan pag-aralan mo yung context ng word na yon. And you will see, itong bulaang propeta nagpo-promote ng wine, siguradong wine na nakakalasing yun. And strong drink. He shall even be the prophet of this people. Ayan. Ito ngayon, yung mga prophet ngayon na nangangaral ng salita ng Diyos na nagsasabing, okay lang na uminom kayo ng konti. Walang problema. Basta huwag ka lang maglasing. Social drinking lang. Hindi naman sinabi ng Bible, bawal ang social drinking. Kahit tameme talaga yung mga ganyan. Pwede kaming uminom ng konti,
Huwag lang kaming malasing. Pwede kaming maghalikan dito, huwag lang mga lunya. Pwede kami mag-holding hands dito at mag-iakap-iakap, huwag lang tumuloy sa kama. Yan ang philosophy ng mali.
Now, if you know the Word of God, you know that God wants you to remain pure.
Mga kabataan, listen. Gusto nyo ba ng family na ibigay sa'yo ng Diyos na tama at matuwid? O gusto mo yung family na ibigay sa'yo ng Diyos baluktot, nakikipag-away, walang kapayapaan, puros kaguluhan, inuman, kaguluhan? What kind of house do you like?
Si Brother Bill, wala naman, anong klaseng question yan? Multiple choice ba ito?
Natural, gusto mo yung tahanan na ibigay sa'yo ng Diyos, mapayapa at pleasant. At pwede yung ibigay sa'yo ng Diyos kung i-honor mo ang salita ng Diyos.
So, makikinig ba kayo sa prophet of this people? The people's prophet. Ba? Ang ganda ng sound yan. The people's pastor. The people's preacher. Iba si Micah. Hindi siya people's preacher. He is thus saith the Lord. So you see, that's another sin. False prophet and wine and strong drink and the preaching for the people and lying. So there's multiple sins. All right? So may pag-asa ba ang Israel? Yes. Look at verse 12 hanggang 13, the last two verses.
Tatlo ang pag-asa ng Israel. At ito ay naka Jesucristo.
Verse number 12. Surely, I will surely assemble, O Jacob, all of thee. I will surely gather the remnant of Israel. I will put them together as the sheep of Bozra, as the flock in the midst of their fold. They shall make great noise by reason of the multitude of men. First of all,
May pag-asa ang Israel dahil meron siyang shepherd. Meron siyang shepherd. Sino yung shepherd ng Israel?
The Lord Jesus Christ, the good shepherd. And He will gather Israel together.
By the way, tingnan mo ang pastor's heart ng Panginoon. Hindi siya nagtatakwil ng tao. Handa siyang mag-gather ng tao. Si Satan lang ang gustong mag-divide. Si Jesus gusto niya mag-unite.
You see the heart of the shepherd? That is, the hope of Israel is the good shepherd. And by the way, meron siyang flock sa labas ng Israel. Ano yung flock ng Diyos sa labas ng Israel? Because He is a good shepherd. And He said, I have a flock that is not here.
Sino yung flock na yon? Yung mga Gentile believers. Yung hindi Israelite pero believers pa rin. Sino yon? Ako. Ikaw, kung ikaw ay believer, basta hindi ka Hudyo. You have to know that. Baka merong Hudyo sa inyo. I don't know. Kung merong kayong Hudyo sa inyo, double bless kayo. Kasi dalawa ang pagsasamba ninyo, Sabbath and Sunday. Wow. Bless na bless kayo. Kami, Christians, isa lang, Sunday. Tapos, hanggang 2 o'clock. Tapos, yung iba, tulog na, knockout. Hindi pa, 5. Dapat talaga. Anyway.
The shepherd. We're thankful for the shepherd. Number 2, the breaker. Verse 13. The breaker. The breaker is come up before them. They have broken up and have passed through the gates and are gone out by it. The breaker. So, Jesus is the shepherd. He's also the breaker.
Ano yung Brother Bill yung breaker? Siya yung papasok at babaliin niya yung tanikala ng Israel. Yung pang-aalipin ng kasalanan sa Israel, babaliin niya ng Diyos. He is the breaker. So isa sa mga titulo ng Panginoon, hindi lang shepherd, breaker siya.
So I don't know about you, pero kung ikaw ay nasa gitna ng kasalanan, gusto mong kumalas sa kasalanan, mag-pray ka kay Lord na breaker. Lord, i-break mo yung kasalanan sa buhay ko.
Lord, i-break mo yung mga kapayitan sa espiritu ko. Lord, i-break mo yung kalusugan kong napakapangit. Lord, i-break mo, Lord, sa buhay ko yung mga tanikala ni Satanas na kumakapit sa akin. Lord, kayo po ang mag-break ng gawain ng Diablo sa buhay ko. Well, you can pray those things because He is the breaker. Lord, break my heart. Lord, break my will. Lord, break my sin. Lord, break my pride. Lord, break my shyness. Lord, break the things that hinder me from serving you. Break. He is a breaker. And last, He is a king. And their king shall pass before them, the Lord on the head of them. And the Lord on the head of them. So tatlo siya. He is the shepherd, He is a breaker, and He is the king. And so, yan ang message ni Micah. Sasarado na niya yung chapter 2. At tapos na kaya siya sa pag-preach against sin? Let's see what chapter 3 is about next week. Let's pray and ask the Lord to bless. Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, that you are a shepherd. I pray that you would gather us to yourself every day. Na kami po ay hindi maging sapat na lumakad sa inyong harapan sa linggo lang. Na bukas, Lord, hanapin ulit namin kayo. At hangad po namin makita ang inyong pagpapala sa buhay namin bukas. At umasa kami na kayo ang aming pastol na gagabay sa mga pangangailangan namin, magsusupply sa mga pangangailangan namin. Lord, umasa kami na kayo rin ang breaker, Lord, sa buhay namin. So kung ano ang mga bagay na nagiging sagabal sa aming paglingkod sa inyo, nawa kayo po ang mag-break ng mga yan. Hindi kami, pero kayo, Lord, at umaasa kami sa inyo. Lord, yung mga pangangailangan namin, bilang iyong alagad, kayo ang hari, Lord. At bilang hari, nasa inyo ang kapangyarihan, nasa inyo ang resources, nasa inyo ang lahat ng aming pangangailangan, kailangan lang namin magtiwala sa inyo, Lord. Tulungan niyo po kami na kilalanin kayo bilang isang dakilang hari sa aming buhay. Lord, matagal na, Lord, naghahari ang aming sarili sa aming puso. Pero ngayon, Lord, na-realize namin, kayo ang shepherd, kayo ang breaker, kayo ang king, at kayo po ang dapat maging number one sa buhay namin. So, Lord, we confess our sin against you, Lord, and ask that you would rule and reign over us para maging kakaiba kami, Lord, sa napakaraming tao dahil sa grasya ng Diyos, Lord. Bless niyo po kami, alang-alang kay Jesu Kristo. Amen.